coming up on 10:47, and we have three more charitable organizations in studio. Oriental Healing Arts, Eugene Gaudreau. He's the president and a master instructor. Force, a group called Facing Our Risk of Cancer Empowered. Carrie Catlin. Is it Catlin, correct, Carrie?
Catlin, yes.
Catlin, okay. She's the treasurer of that group. And the Caleb Group, which deals with affordable housing. Debbie Nutter is with us, the calebgroup.org. So, but we're going to start off with Eugene Gaudreau. Eugene, Oriental Healing Arts, what are we talking about here?
Yeah, we're talking about trying to prevent seniors from falling or addressing their fear of falling.
How do you do that?
We use a program of Tai Chi, which is a very gentle and low impact movement, but we keep people on their feet, we keep them moving, and we have a number of students as old as 95 years old.
So where are you located? Where does this all take place?
We present our program in over three states. We're in Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and Vermont. We've got over 20 programs being presented at senior citizen centers, councils on aging, hospital rehab facilities.
So do you bring the program to those locations?
Yes, we've trained the instructors with our program so that they can develop a class environment in each of these partnering facilities.
And do the programs occur in these facilities on a regular weekly basis or whatever, or is it?
Yes, we try to keep these programs ongoing. I like to tell people that Tai Chi is only effective if you continue to do it. You want to make it a part of your regular life.
So, okay, give for those out there who maybe aren't able to take advantage of your program, when I think of Tai Chi, I think of, you see the pictures oftentimes of folks in China doing these very slow movements almost in the morning or whatever and at the public parks. Is that what we're talking about?
Absolutely correct. I've been in Purple Bamboo Park in Beijing where 50,000 people are doing Tai Chi between 6 and 8 in the morning, and it's wonderful. And a lot of these people are between 80 and 100, 105 years old.
Now, for the folks who practice this, I'm in the gym every day. I'm not doing Tai Chi, but it takes about an hour between you get there and you change and you do all your stuff. And I do weights and I do ellipticals and all sorts of different things, not quite Tai Chi. If someone's thinking about doing Tai Chi, how much of a commitment time-wise do they need to make every day?
I recommend that they do it at least 20 minutes a day, and on the day that the classes are offered, we do it for an hour. And if they're steady with their programming, it's a long-term program. You don't stop. You just stay with it every day. As I indicated, it's only good for you as long as you do it.
Okay, and it basically improves your balance. I mean, balance is something that all of us, as we get older, we lose.
Right, absolutely. And in fact, the statistics are falls are the seventh leading cause of death in persons over 65.
That's pretty scary.
So you're talking 33% of Americans age 65 or older, or 50% age 80 or older, will suffer at least one serious fall each year.
And Tai Chi actually can help prevent that.
Yes, there's a number of controlled studies that indicate that Tai Chi has been proven to reduce the risk of falls by as much as 47.5%.
Okay, so do you have a headquarters?
Yes, we're located in Plastow, New Hampshire,
Plastow,
298 Main Street.
Okay, and if folks want to get in touch with you and would like to have your program come into their facility, I guess they can go to orientalhealingparts.org.
Yeah, actually, the better website would be to use the WUSU.com.
WUSU.
USU.
What does that stand for?
That's actually martial arts in Chinese.
WUSU.com.
Correct. And that encompasses.
.com.
Yeah.
Okay.
And encompasses.
So four letters.
Four letters.
WU like Washington University. Absolutely. And SU like Syracuse University.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hard to get a four letter website today.
All right. Well, that's great. All right. Thank you, Eugene. Appreciate it.